and is tied to the resumption of the Paris peace talks. AP says the U.S. military command now indicates that the cessation of bombing below the 20th parallel will only be of short duration and is part of a New Year's ceasefire declared by South Vietnam. Reports from the war zone say there have been some violations of the truce, but not as many as over the Christmas holiday. The White House says presidential aide Henry Kissinger will return to Washington from Southern California on Tuesday. He will hold lengthy sessions with President Nixon on the Vietnam situation before going back to Paris to resume private talks with the North Vietnamese. The U.S. says the talks will begin again on January 8th, but the communists have not confirmed the date. A top Hanoi diplomat in Paris says the United States must quickly sign the agreement reached last October, and the demand seems to indicate that Kissinger may have more rough going in Paris. Soviet Premier Alexei Kosygin made a New Year's speech to the Russian people tonight. He demanded that the United States sign the peace agreement at the earliest possible moment. Said the Soviet people condemned with wrath, quote, American piratic acts in Vietnam. He did not mention President Nixon's order halting all of the bombing in North Vietnam. Appearing in NBC's Meet the Press today, Democratic Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia expressed his opinion of what Congress can do about the war.
It can pass a war powers bill, which will define the authority of Congress in connection with undeclared wars. I think it can take steps that will be effective in the area of executive privilege, and it certainly ought to take steps with respect to the reorganization of the executive branch. It ought to give closer scrutiny to some of the president's nominees. I think our own people ought to work harder. We ought to stop getting around over the country and turn down some of the speaking engagements that we accept, and stay in the Senate and work and get down to business and take our rightful place in the constitutional system.
Robert Byrd of West Virginia, the Democratic whip in the Senate. Terrorists in Belfast, Northern Ireland opened fire on a city bus Sunday, wounding four passengers. Earlier, snipers wounded four British soldiers in an attack in the Catholic section of the city. Near the border between Ulster and the Irish Republic, police arrested a top IRA leader. He was identified as 23-year-old Martin McGuinness, said to be number one on the British Most Wanted list. As the new year arrived in Northern Ireland, however, things were a little quieter, and reporter Norman Stockton took a nostalgic look at the situation.
1973 has crept in almost unnoticed here. I stood in central Belfast, where 3 years ago crowds of drunken revelers would have been walking the streets, staggering home singing. The Albert Clock, where bottles were traditionally broken at the stroke of 12, has lost its bell in the bombing campaign and is leaning at too great an angle to be attacked even by bottles. The harbor in this large port, too, used to resound to the sirens of hundreds of ships in its docks, but tonight there was only one solitary toot. Visiting seamen, it seems, have also caught the depression of our troubles. Norman Stockton for NBC News in Belfast.
Treasury Secretary George Shultz said today the Nixon administration will make an effort to curb rising food prices. He declared the government plans to boost food supplies and stress price controls on the middleman. Beyond that, says Shultz, nothing much can be done to solve, in his words, a gigantic rate of increase in the inflation of food prices. The Treasury chief added that wage and price controls are still a temporary measure, but he declined to predict when they would be lifted. The final death toll in Friday's crash of an Eastern Airlines jet near Miami now stands at 97. Rescue workers recovered seven more bodies in the Florida Everglades today. The 81 people who survived the tragedy are still hospitalized, and officials say it may take several weeks to determine the cause of the accident. A new Social Security bill increasing benefits to the elderly goes into effect tomorrow. It also raises the taxes to pay for them. Among the gains for senior citizens will be higher payments to widows and an increase in the amount of money retired workers can earn without losing benefits. The new measure raises the amount of wages subject to Social Security taxes from $9,000 to $10,800, and the tax rate will go up from 5.2% to 5.85%. The Hour's lead story, reports from Saigon say the United States has stopped all bombing in North Vietnam, but the U.S. command indicates that the halting of the air attacks below the 20th parallel is of short duration and is part of the South Vietnamese New Year's ceasefire. Bill Fitzgerald, NBC News.
I was an addict. I used to smoke 60 cigarettes a day.
Geraldine Fitzgerald.
Then my husband got ill and he was told he couldn't ever smoke again. And I realized I'd have to give it up. I spent as much time as I could in places where I'd never smoked, like bed or in the bathtub or in the ocean or a swimming pool. And then I stayed away from all the places where I'd always smoked a lot until I felt that I was able to live through those situations. And I found that if I lived through them just once, like sitting in a dentist's waiting room just once without a cigarette, the second time the occasion arrived, I didn't mind so much. And after I'd lived through all these life situations where I had habitually smoked once, then from then on I was in the clear. I don't smoke anymore and I'm not going to.
There are lots of good reasons for women to quit smoking. Find yours. Write Women in Smoking, Public Health Service, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
This is WNBC FM 97.1 in New York.
From your father's mustache, or if you want to get fancy, your father's mustache, here in the heart of Greenwich Village in New York City, a little bit north of the Red River Valley, on top of Old Smoky, NBC is here to help you to drag in the new year 1973. Very good news, we still have time to mess up the old year, so on with the music!
Little baby face, there's not another one to take your place, baby face. My poor heart is something, you sure have started something, baby face. I'm up in heaven where I'm in your father's embrace. I don't need a shove since I fell in love, the cutest little baby face. Second is rain. Third, all the roses that bloom in the lane. No need explaining that one remaining is somebody I adore. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover. I overlook before.
Some waltzes now and get everybody swaying back and forth. Just sort of move in on your neighbor and lock arms with them and sing along with the band.
girls he adored, and the band played on. But his brain was so loaded, it nearly exploded, and filled the poor girl with alarm. But he'd never leave the girl with a strawberry curl.
Out of 1972, from your father's mustache here in the heart of Greenwich Village, NBC, through its nationwide facilities and a couple of flashlight batteries, has ushered you here to usher out the old near. From all of us ushers to all of you ushies, a very happy new year from your father's mustache. This is your father speaking.
I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage, I can't afford a cherry, but you look sweet upon the ship, the bicycle bill for two.
Are the orphans of the street. The unwanted cats and dogs who roam the streets in search of a home, in search of a master, in search of food. Last year, over 33 million dogs and cats were born in the United States. 25 million were abandoned or destroyed because no one cared. If you care, you can help reduce the population of unwanted pets, so we can enjoy the ones we now have more fully. When you go to sleep tonight, you will hear them. Don't ignore them, because one day you might find it literally raining cats and dogs. For information about pet population control, write Friends of Animals, 11 West 60th Street, New York City, New York, 10023. Thank you.
Listening to WNBC FM, New York. Stereo 97.1.
Something, ladies and gentlemen, across the country, it's raining in New York City, but it's everything but raining here in the riverboat. It's dry, nice and dry, because our maestro is going to play us now some dry coconuts.
Cha-cha-cha now.
of the great sights in New York City is the Empire State Building. And one of the best places to enjoy really good music is the Riverboat. They're both located at 34th Street, 5th Avenue, in the heart of the greatest city in the world, Manhattan, New York City. Yay! And it's all coming to you live, music from the Riverboat, through the NBC Radio Network. Now I'm going to ask the maestro to step forward to our microphones and tell you exactly what we're going to hear next.
Hi, everybody. My name is Art Mooney, and y'all having a good time here tonight? Wonderful. We have a, by the way, here at the Riverboat, we'll be here for another 4 weeks, and all you folks all over the country, if you're in Manhattan, New York City, come on back down here to the Riverboat. And by the way, we also have a sensational rock band here. Sangria and his great band are here, too. Wonderful. Are y'all having a good time tonight? Okay, on with the dance, and here is Carnaby Street. The music of Art Mooney and his orchestra. Before we continue, this word, upcoming. Ben Grauer describes the scene at New York's Times Square. Also, the music of Duke Ellington, the Glenn Miller Orchestra, the Cy Oliver Orchestra. As the NBC Radio New Year's Eve celebration continues, here's more music by Art Mooney and his band.
Thank you.
Latino here as the band just played Cha-Cha Flamenco. Now for the grand finale of this quarter hour from the riverboat, here is Art Mooney. Nice to meet you, Art.
Happy New Year to you, Fred, and Happy New Year to everybody all over the country and everybody here.
Thank you, Art, but we're getting set for the next couple of seconds now. Let's hear that beautiful rendition of Night Train. The management of the riverboat and the NBC Radio Network. This is Fred Facey wishing all of you a Happy New Year. Joel Spector was at the controls. Bob Sossman was our director. And coming up, the scene in New York's Times Square and then the music of Duke Ellington as NBC's All-Star Parade of Band continues on the NBC Radio Network. A Happy New Year, everybody. Let's go. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Change a plane flight. I check to see if another is just as good or better.
Fred Underwood, Kansas City postal worker, probably knows as much about airline schedules as the airlines.
I want to give that extra service that goes with airmail. So I move it just as fast as I can to get it out of here.
And airmail is moving. Now you can almost always get next day delivery to cities up to 600 miles away. And 2-day delivery anywhere in the country. Just mail by 4 p.m., use zip code, and mail from a specially marked airmail box.
When I started here, it was all propeller planes and trains. And back in the post office, mail was handled the same way it had been for years. Now there's jet planes and zip codes, and airmail's really going places.
Airmail and zip codes. They speed everybody's letters. If you don't know a zip code, check your phone book or call the post office. Help us help you. Use zip code.
There is no other like WNBC-FM, New York. Stereo 97.1. Music only for a woman.
NBC Radio's New Year's Eve celebration focuses now on Times Square in New York City. This is Ben Grauer on the sixth floor setback of the great new building which replaced the Astor Hotel, the new number one Astor Place or Grant Building, towering 54 stories above us. And we are some six stories above the crowd that assembles here every year. I've been observing these events for over 25 years, and it's inevitable, immutable, unchangeable, and inexplicable. Why they come here, we'll never know, but they do. And you can hear their clamor and their blowing of horns and the whistles and the tooting of some deeper-based wind instruments, which indicates that the youngsters know that 1972 is on its last waning minutes. In 27, 28 minutes from now, it'll be a new year, and that's why this crowd is here. A crowd which already is assembled to, I would say, 50% capacity. And that's with, as I say, just 27 minutes to go before it'll be jam-chocked full of anywhere from 100 to 150,000 people. This is the navel of the world at midnight Eastern Standard Time. They assemble here traditionally. It used to be a sedate gathering of dignified couples after their comfortable New Year's Eve dinner. They came down here to stroll. No one strolls. They are jam-packed. And for this year, the police have put up some sort of a special installation I've never seen before, right down the very center of the confluence of Broadway and 7th Avenue. They've put a strip of barriers so that there's a roadway where an emergency vehicle, I guess that's the reason, an emergency vehicle could go. It also serves to separate both halves of the crowd. A crowd that stretches from the apex, from the base of this triangle at 42nd Street, way up to the apex there at 47th Street. Five blocks that's 70% full of people, and as I say, mostly young people. The crowd gets younger and younger every year, and with the mild weather we're having here tonight in Times Square, there was a little rain earlier. Now I'd say the temperature's about 45 degrees. There's nothing to deter them from coming out with their best girl or with the other fella's best girl to say goodbye to the old and hello to the new. The year of Nixon's trip to China and the Soviet, the Vietnam peace talks still in frustration, the landslide election of a new president, the Olympic massacre of the Israelis, the strange story of Eagleton, the wonderful story of Mark Spitz, this year that saw the death of Harry Truman and J. Edgar Hoover and Harry Richmond, to name a few of the greats of the past, the year that is behind us almost, and the new year ahead. Looking up onto the tower of the Allied Chemical Building, I can see that great 30-foot ball of electric globes that will start to move slowly with a minute to go and will reach bottom, the bottom of the top of the Allied Chemical Building, and will signalize the new year. And we will be here, we of NBC Radio, to bring you that climactic event. An event ever old and ever new. There's something about it that stirs the blood, something mysterious and wonderful about Times Square at New Year's Eve. That's the situation here from the Astor Plaza, which is some 60 feet, as they say, above Times Square, and more to come when we greet you again. In about 20 minutes from now, we'll be here. Duke Ellington now from the Rainbow Grill in New York City, coming up next as NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands continue on the NBC Radio Network.
This is Marian Anderson asking your support for the American Korean Foundation's work in Korea. 3 out of every 100 people have tuberculosis. 80,000 children are crippled. Over half of them have never, even once in their tragic young lives, had medical treatment. There are lots more figures, all of them big. With your support, AKF will go on lifting people from despair. With your support, their young men and women can study medicine. Their sick can get well. Their crippled children can have a future. You'll give that support, won't you? To the American Korean Foundation, Grand Central Post Office, New York.
Yours at 97.1 stereo. This is WNBC FM, New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Duke is on the air. All right.
That's the way we do it here in Gotham. The music of Duke Ellington and his world-famous orchestra from the Rainbow Grill in New York City. This is Bill Hanrahan for NBC, and I might add that during the night, this next 20-some-odd minutes, Mr. Ellington will favor us not only with his beautiful music, but some live intros. So don't go too far away. Now back to the music. That's what you came for.
That's Money Johnson, the trumpet, and Billy Strayhorn's Take the A Train, our theme. Now another mark of identification. That's Rufus Jones with those cha-cha drums. Little mark of identification on the desert. Everyone is ready. Caravan.
With a sound like that, you know it's got to come from only one band. That belongs to Duke Ellington. We're here at the Rainbow Grill. In about 15 minutes, that's right, specifically, yeah, 15 minutes away from 1973. So if 1972 wasn't all that good to you, you don't have long to wait. As a matter of fact, at the bewitching hour of midnight, Ben Grauer will welcome in the new year from Times Square, after which another hour of big band music will come your way with the Glenn Miller Orchestra and Cy Oliver. A couple of notes in passing. Have a lady in the room tonight. Well, she's a lady and also a young girl, Virginia Baxter, Duke, who's going to be married quite soon. And also, greetings to some dear old friends from Thailand who are in the room tonight. Wish them well. All the best in 73, and here again is Duke.
That soul float with Norris Turney. Paul Gonsalves now, the hero of the Newport Jazz Festival. And strolling violins.
I've been here from the Rainbow Grill in New York City, trusting you've enjoyed same. And of course, New York welcomes in the new year next from Times Square. After that, the Glenn Miller Orchestra provides sounds for 73 as NBC's All-Star Parade of Bands continues on the NBC Radio Network.
Your child is an adventurer. Between the ages of 1 and 5, he's going to explore everything he can see, hear, smell, taste, and touch. Because this is how he learns. He's not really afraid of anything. He doesn't know that fire will burn, sharp objects will cut, or household products may poison him. That's why during these years, you've got to protect him. To prevent accidental poisoning, be sure to store medicines, food, and household products separately. Lock medicines in a medicine cabinet or even a tool chest or suitcase. Store insect sprays, furniture polishes, lighter fluids, and other household products on a high shelf in a locked cabinet or linen closet. To help make your home more poison-proof, the Food and Drug Administration's Bureau of Product Safety has more free information available to you and your family. Just write Poison Prevention, Box 1543, Washington, D.C., 20013.
You're following the sounds of love on WNBC FM, New York. Stereo 97.1. Music only for a woman.